Well, Giles Beckford is RNZ's business editor. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Catherine.
So this morning the government has decreed the Reserve Bank will now have to take house prices into account when making its decisions. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, has written to the bank's governor, Adrian Orr, already late last year, suggesting this course of action. And Mr. Orr later warned against the option, saying there could be adverse trade-offs. However, Mr. Robertson has pushed ahead regardless and made this a requirement. Where does it sit next to the requirement vis-a-vis staying within an inflation band and the requirement vis-a-vis considering full employment when making decisions? Is this one equal?
No, this is not equal. Those are the two primary mandates for the Reserve Bank. Above all else, it has to keep inflation or strive to try and get inflation around 2% at the moment. And it has to work towards maximum sustainable employment. Now, underneath that, as they're making decisions on that, the Reserve Bank has always been required to have regard to certain conditions, for instance, that you don't upset the finance markets, that you don't perhaps cause the currency to go wildly up or down, to have regard to financial stability. And now it has to have regard to the possible consequences of its policy on the housing market. I think we discussed this when it first came out in early December. And I thought at the time, I think the analogy that I used was that they'd been invited to dance, the government and the RBNZ, on the floor. This is actually just saying what dancers are going to quietly do and in what order. But you'd have to say that I was a little sceptical at the time that this would have any meaningful effect. I still don't think this will have any marked effect. And interestingly, yesterday at the first monetary policy statement of the year from Adrian Orr, he stood up there yet again and basically said, ours is the policy of least regrets. We're pushing on with our policies. We have regard to the fact that the housing market is still on fire. In due course, it will come down. Issued the usual warning about don't get overextended because there's not a sure bet that the housing market's always going to go up. But in the end, their view is still, housing is a government issue and it's their problem.
Given consideration to full employment may mean continuing with a very liquid economy.
Exactly.
And keep pumping the money. Now, that's the inverse of trying to constrain house prices. So house prices comes third, which means is this little more than symbolism?
Far be it from me. We'll see. The proof will be in the pudding, of course. We'll see what happens at the next monetary policy statement in a few months' time. I mean, in the end, the Reserve Bank will say, well, as the Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the cash rate at 0.25% and to keep the bond buying program as it is, and the funding for lending program at rock bottom interest rates, we do note that the housing market continues to rise. We think in due course it will mitigate, it will issue its usual warnings. As I said, I think this is something that is peripheral. I don't think it will have a significant impact. Debt-to-income ratios, the government's given the morsel back to the Reserve Bank saying we'll consider them, give us a bit more detail on that one, and how we might knock the speculative side of the housing market. Those are the issues which you wait for the detail to flow through the banking system.
Here's the thing: is the government, and I appreciate this is in, you know, this is happening behind closed doors at the moment in Parliament. Is the government going to announce anything significant on the demand side and specifically on investors anytime soon? Is that being worked on right now?
Well, that's one would think one of the outcomes of that big bowl of advice it's asked for from the Reserve Bank and from Treasury and other government agencies. You would have to think it has to go hand in hand with government moves to increase the supply, because that's the basic fundamental of this housing market, which is too many people chasing too few houses.
A lot of people talking about an extension to the bright line test, which seems about the only wriggle room it's left itself with its statements, is just going to see people hold on to their houses longer until they reach the next target.
Quite possibly so. I mean, in the Reserve Bank statement yesterday, tucked away there was expectation house prices will rise around 21%. This year.
Goodness.
Right, but that will ease back to around 5% annual growth in the next 2 to 3 years. We'll wait to see whether these measures have anything. LVRs, which of course come back into effect next week, although the banks have already imposed them, that will nibble away at the edges, in particular with property investors. Debt to income ratios, Grant Robertson says, I'd consider those, but for investors only. So you have to say, for the time being, They're dancing on the floor. They're still friends, but
The moves aren't great.
I'm not sure that
That's the vibe.
I'm not sure you would say it was come dancing.
All right. Thanks very much, Giles Beckford.